Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. It is not quite beach weather out there yet, but an area book club specializes in a literary form with a reputation for being well-read at the beach. Kelly Malone organizes the Milwaukee Chick Lit Book Club. Fortunately for my masculinity, she spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley and offered her top 10 recommendations from the genre. She began, though, by defining chick lit.
Chick lit is any sort of fiction or even nonfiction that has a strong female voice, but is current, contemporary, and has a bit of humor to it.
What made you decide to start a book club devoted to this type of literature?
Well, I enjoy to read, and it's a genre that I like to read because it's, you know, it's very entertaining. And I moved to the Milwaukee area about 2 years ago, and I started the group as a way to meet new people.
And is it a ladies-only club, or are men allowed to read the books too?
It is a ladies-only club. You know, I think from time to time we've had guys ask to join. I just don't think they enjoy the chick lit books quite as much as we do. So
for listeners who might be interested in chick lit, can we hear a reverse order top 10 list of your favorite recommendations, starting with 10?
Sure. Number 10, Perfect on Paper, The Misadventures of Waverly Bryson by Maria Moraine.
And do you want to say a couple sentences about each one as we go through?
Sure. This one in particular is just, it was funny and witty, and like a lot of chick lit books, starts with the main character, Waverly Bryson, going through a bit of a change. In this case, her fiancé dumped her, and she used that as a way to find something she really enjoyed to do, which in this case was write funny, cutesy stationery.
Nice. And what is number 9?
Number 9 is A Total Waste of Makeup by Kim Grunfelder. And what was interesting about this one was that she was keeping a notebook throughout the book of things she wanted to tell her daughter, if she ever had one. And one of those was that some days are a total waste of makeup, and that's okay.
That's great. And number 8?
Number 8 is called MWF Seeking BFF, My Year-Long Search for a New Best Friend by Rachel Birchtee. And this one was actually a memoir, really current. And I think for all the girls in our book club, was really kind of close to our heart in that the author spent a year going on 52 different friend dates to find a new friend because she had moved to a new city. So,
That's a twist on that. And number 7?
Number 7 is Bitter is the New Black by Jennifer Lancaster. Again, that one was more of a memoir. She's an author based out of Chicago. And her book was actually, it was originally a blog. She was let go from her job during the economic downturn shortly after 9/11. And she kind of wrote about her daily misadventures in unemployment.
And number 6?
Number 6 is Good in Bed by Jennifer Weiner. It is a little more serious than some of the regular chick lit fare, but the main character in the book, you know, again, goes through a little bit of a personal journey when she goes through a breakup.
And 5?
5 is called Watermelon by Marianne Keyes. And it was an unlikely funny story about a woman who was divorced by her husband on the day she gave birth to her first child, which sounds depressing.
Oh.
I know. But the amount of humor in that book, and I think what was also very interesting was it was set in Ireland, but she goes through some crazy, crazy adventures, moves in with her parents, and finds a way to kind of put the pieces back together.
And number 4?
Number 4 is called Confessions of a Shopaholic by Sophie Kinsella. And I believe this one was made into a movie. And
yeah.
And I think the movie did a good job.
Chick flicks and chick lit.
And like in the movie, in the book, the main character spends her days avoiding her bank manager who's trying to track her down while she buys all of her lovely things on credit.
Nice. And for the top 3 now, huh?
Yes.
Number 3.
The Devil Wears Prada by Lauren Weisberger. Again.
The movie.
It's kind of a chick lit classic in that it's been around for a while, but I think every girl kind of relates to that. It's that story of having a boss that maybe isn't the best, but it's in an interesting experience.
And number two.
Number two was a bit of a tie. Something Borrowed and Something Blue by Emily Giffen. There are two stories that are intertwined, kind of two sides of the same story. One being a woman that falls in love with her best friend's fiance. The other side being the other best friend who happens to find out she's pregnant with twins all on her own, not by the ex-fiance.
Oh, wow. Goodness. And what about number one, the big finish that you'd recommend the most?
Number one, and this is one that I can say I love and a lot of my friends love, Can You Keep a Secret by Sophie Kinsella. And the book starts off with the main character. She is taking a plane back from a business trip, and she thinks that the plane's going to crash and die. And so she tells the guy next to her all of her secrets, all of them. It's very embarrassing. And come to find out they don't die, and it's her new boss. So...
Oh.
Yes. So
what makes that the ultimate chick lit story?
I think it is, one, it's a great character, but two, it's a really fun read. The main character is, you know, she's a lot of fun and really humorous. And one of my criteria in putting this list together was, would I want to be friends with this person? So all the people on this list in these books, they're people I would say I would want them as a friend. And this one, I think, would be one of the funniest friends.
Nice. Well, Kelly Malone, thank you for giving us your top 10 list of chick lit recommendations.
Thank you.
Kelly Malone is the organizer for the Milwaukee Chick Lit Book Club. She spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley. Malone's top 10 list of recommendations is at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And you'll also find a link to more about the book club itself. That's Monday's edition of Lake Effect. Tomorrow on the show, the author of a book that might fit into Kelly Malone's reading list, Milwaukee area writer Andrea Locken, talks about The Repeat Year, which comes out tomorrow. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.